Chapter 55, Have a Spending Plan. I don't know where all my money is going. Is that a familiar phrase? That's because your money won't do what you don't tell it to. If you don't keep track of what you make and spend and have some type of a written plan, it's never too late to start. You can have a better financial situation, but you have to be willing to do what it takes to get there. It's a lot easier to spend than it is to keep track of what you spend. Have you ever heard the saying, time flies, but you're the pilot? The same holds true for money. It seems to fly away on its own, and it will unless you take control. One of the best ways to do this is by having a spending plan. If you haven't already completed the exercise in the section titled, I Want More Out of Life, where you wrote out your goals and dreams, please complete that before doing the exercise in this chapter. Your spending plan should have the following five characteristics. 1. It reflects your goals. For example, if your goal is to purchase a new home, but you're spending hundreds of dollars on clothes and eating out each month, how can you expect to get to where you want to be? 2. It's worthy of commitment. If looking at your spending plan gives you the thought of wanting to ball it up and throw it away, it's not something you're going to stick with. You have to be honest with yourself and the level of commitment you're willing to make. So, if you know you're only willing to save $50 when you know you should be saving $100, it's better to consistently save the lower amount than it is to set the higher goal, constantly fail, and then eventually stop saving altogether. 3. It's not stuck in your head. A plan that stays in your head is less likely to become a reality. It can be as simple as grabbing a sheet of paper and writing out all the money you earn, expenses you have, and savings goals. You can get an app to use or an Excel spreadsheet. The main thing is that it's written and in a format you feel comfortable with. 4. Leaves room for ice cream. If your plan leaves no room for fun, it's going to be very hard to stick to. Even if all you do is get your favorite snack once a week, do it. 5. Leaves room for spills. Things we can't control will always happen. Somewhere in your spending plan, you should leave room for things like a flat tire or car repair. Quote, making and sticking to a budget is a key step towards getting a handle on your debt and working towards a savings goal of any kind. End quote. And you'll find the reference for this quote in your audiobook companion document. Part of financial victory is having and following a plan. Following is an exercise that can help you get a jump start towards putting together a budget and sticking to it. Spending Plan Exercise. Instructions. Go to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau website and pull up the article titled, Budgeting, How to Create a Budget and Stick with It. Use the article to answer the questions that follow. Download any additional templates or trackers you see on their website. There are a ton of other resources, but this is just one. You'll go through the following steps to complete this exercise. Step 1. Identify and record where your money comes from. Step 2. Identify and record where your money has been going. Step 3. Identify and record all your expenses and bills along with their due dates. Step 4. Create your working budget. Additional things to consider. Automating as many bills and expenses as you can. If necessary, getting someone who can hold you accountable and help you stay on track. Plugging your numbers into an app after completing this exercise to make things simpler.